众论坛主持曾宇恒。
继续重温大湾交通税公投论坛，我们现在听下最后几位现场观众的提问。
各位好，我的问题呢就是这样的。我觉得呢今次你搞这个 e-sale 是错了，个 yes vote yes or no 应该是呢这个 yes and no 呢是将这个怪物取消，然后交回去交通厅，然后呢就最由交通厅呢选那些即是我经过我们选举出来的议员做厅做这个委员会的负责人。同埋呢我有一个提议，就是我们可以找类似呢好像 Jim Patterson， 好像 Expo 当年呢他一个先都不收，由他出来负责做这个组织的。
我都是明白你的问题了。This gentleman said, this, yes, in this plebiscite, the yes no question is asked wrongly because it should, rather, he think that the, in this plebiscite, it should be a yes no question onWhether if we should demolish to cancel translate
this organization.
Cancel this organization, and then he thinks that the board needs to be a democratic board, let people have a say, and let elected officials to run TransLink. Who wants to take this question first?
Okay, 我先说说我个人的感觉，在这边居住的啊。2007年是我们整个 BC 省交通体制管理的一个转变年，在那一年，我们省里的这个所谓的。我们当时称为 GVRD， 这现在称为叫做所谓的 Metro Vancouver。 我们的省政府对交通厅或者对交通系统没有管理权限，市长协会他有权限，但是没有指挥的这种直接的权利，所以整个 TransLink 实际上在悬在空中，大家都没有办法。这是为什么造成后来花很多钱，现在我们还在这个政治漩涡里面打转。我个人觉得如果我们有机会的话，我们真正关心我们的基础建设，我们应该在投这次票以后更进一步的跟进，促成我们的政府政治人物真正的负责。
我抄过个网页啊，在市长议会那里讲出那个这个所谓十年大计呢，其实大多数都是基本投资来的。那这些基本投资呢，在他的法例那裡說就是屬於省政府的範圍。那奇怪，為什麼我可以舉很多例子Broadway Underground Extension 兩條 Light Rail 去 Survey
那個是大綱內容，我們知道的，你直接問個問題。
那我奇怪為什麼不找回省政府来出这些钱
okay, 好，
而是要我们的省民来出呢？
好，多谢晒。This gentleman said that in this 10-year this regional transportation plan brought up the so many plans that should be the provincial provincial responsibility to build. He doesn't understand why the municipal government needs to take the ball into their court. Why does the mayors need to take that responsibility? Shouldn't a province do that?
Well, maybe, but that's not, that's a different discussion. That was a discussion that happened in the 90s that has got us to this place where we have TransLink now. There is something though about having a transit system that is connected with the regional growth to ensure that we are building a transportation system based on where people are going, based on connecting them together. We've done that over the last, number of years, over the last 30 or so years. We've built the right lines at the right time in the right locations. I'm lucky, you know, look at the density that's happened around here with the Canada Line. Right now, the Evergreen Line's being built into Coquitlam and Port Moody, and there's lots of good urban planning and urban growth that's going on there because of the relationship. In fact, if you wanted to talk about the direction of where we are right now from a provincial perspective, you could look back to the last provincial election. The BC Liberals clearly put on their platform that they were going to have a referendum if there was more funding required for TransLink. The NDP clearly put on there that they would put the TransLink back to the mayors to oversee it, right? People chose a provincial government. They're following through with their promise. I don't recall it being much of a debate during the time. I'm sure in 2 years from now, when there's the next provincial election, I'm sure this will be a quite a debate at the provincial government. But I can't speak on behalf of their decisions or why they made those. I can tell you about the plan that we've come up with to ensure that we tackle the additional growth that's coming in this region.
啱啱 Moore 市長咧就回答啱啱嗰位先生嘅問題，咁佢話喺九十年代咧的而且確呢啲運輸基建係省政府嘅責任，咁但係而家咧喺呢個時候咧呢一個嘅討論啊，或者係提出呢啲運輸大綱建議呢啲計劃咧係喺市長嘅嗰個嘅責任嗰度㗎，咁佢就話咧佢話而家好多嘅運輸基建而家嘅成果都係見得到係一啲政確嘅基建放喺啲政確嘅地方嗰度，咁佢話。喺啱啱嗰一次嘅省選嗰度咧，兩個嘅黨派其實都有提過有點樣去改善呢個運輸嘅基建。自由黨政府佢哋提出係要去推出呢個公投，咁所以大家就選擇咗。咁新民主黨亦都有講過話將呢個嘅運輸聯網放翻喺呢個嘅由市長由民選嘅代表嚟到去營運，結果大家就係選擇嚟到去舉行呢個公投。咁結果咧，而家就有呢一個嘅討論。咁佢話應該係繼續朝住呢個方向嚟到去發展，朝住呢個方向。
方向嚟个进发，因为呢个咧系选民嘅选择嚟嘅。因为而家嗰啲闸咧仲未人关闭嘅，啲人出入都 OK 嘅，上嗰啲 SkyTrain。咁点解而家仲未落到闸？等啲人好似多伦多咧都要摆咗卡嚟碌一碌咧，咁嗰度闸先开嘅。你而家咧就直行直过开晒嘅。咁啊之后咧，你系坐啲巴士咧，切一切落去，咁啊可以话你买咗飞。 但係好忙嘅時候咧，我發覺咧，Broadway咧 五點鐘後咧，佢話可以喺中間嗰度上車嘅，落車嗰度可以上車嘅。咁啊，根本咧嗰啲就冚唪唔使俾錢嘅啦。咁你如果咁嘅話咧，根本就蝕大本嘅啦。啊，咁啊有好多人咧就上到車咧冇錢嘅，佢話俾個巴士司機。
你嘅問題係乜嘢嘢啊？
就係關於嗰啲車費啊。
Okay, 好多謝你啊。 The gentleman said he's really frustrated with the Compass Card program because it had been the fare gate has been installed for so long, but the system is not up and running yet, and he's really concerned about fare evasion. So that's his take on that. His worry is on fare evasion. Mayor Moore,
thank you. When you look at the Compass Card, it actually is being rolled out right now. They're distributing the cards to the university students right now, and that will happen throughout the spring. The next phase is it rolls out to the West Coast Express later this spring and into the summer, and then it'll start to roll out throughout the region after that. No doubt it's taken longer than they said, and no doubt it's cost more than they originally projected. But if you also look back at over the last 10 years, or last 12 years, there's been $10 billion of infrastructure investment by TransLink. All of that has gone on time, on budget, and brought forward. So, yes, there is one challenge with the Compass Card. Nobody's going to deny that. But when you put it in the larger picture, he talked about fare evasion. No doubt, there was, I think it was 2.8 million people that boarded a bus or a train that didn't pay. And yes, we want to get everybody to pay. But when you compare that, there was 334 million people that boarded on and off of buses and trains. So you need to put that number in perspective as well. So if you were to try to collect all that 2.8 million from people, there's a cost to that. There's a cost to having police or security on all the buses. And at a certain point, your costs outweigh what you're actually going to retrieve back. And the last point I'll make on that is someone that uses the bus service all of the time. There are times when I see a single mom with a stroller doesn't have enough money for her and her child to get on the bus. I'm glad that the bus driver lets her on. Or someone's running to the bus in the rain and they've left their wallet or they left their pass back at their office. I'm glad that they get left, that they actually get on the bus. And the bus driver doesn't say, forget it, wait for the next bus. It's going to come in an hour and you can sit in the dark and the rain and go find some, you know, the money. I'm okay with that. I'm okay that we have a compassionate system that allows some people to ride when they might not have enough money in their pockets.
啱啱咧，Moore市長咧就回答啱啱嗰位先生嘅問題啦。咁佢就話，Compass 卡咧其實一路都係一步一步咁樣嚟到去逐期咁樣嚟到推廣，稍後咧就會去到 呢個嘅西岸快車噶啦。咁佢話其實咧，啱啱嗰十二年啦，十到十二年咧，其實運輸聯網咧已經投資咗好多咧喺呢個嘅基礎建設上面嘅。咁同埋未來咧，其實嗰個人口增長啦，嗰個嘅系統會越嚟越大咧。其實若果係繼續用而家咁樣嘅方式嚟到用一啲嘅嘅保安啊咁樣嘅話咧，嗰個嘅成本係會相當之高。咁所以佢話咧呢一個其實係要係盡快嚟到進行。不過佢話有時咧，亦都係佢都好感謝咧，又好感恩咧。而家有一個係有一個同情心嘅系統，例如話喺啲落雨嘅時候，有一啲媽媽帶住佢嘅 B B 上車，發現唔見咗銀包，有時巴士司機都會俾佢哋上車。呢一個就係有人情味嘅系統，而家可以做得到。Jordan。
To be clear, there are far more than just 2.8 million fare evaders on the TransLink system. That's just the number of times the bus driver pushed a button when he saw that there were people coming on that were not paying. And if you talk to bus drivers, they'll tell you they don't press that button all the time. And that does not include SkyTrain, doesn't include CBus or the rest of the system. So to pretend it's only that is really disingenuous. That's the first thing. The second thing is, the two latest projects that TransLink is responsible for, Compass Cards and the Evergreen Line. The Evergreen Line is also late. Now, just a few months late, but it is going to be late. And, you know, there's your track record for you. So these projects, they are so expensive. You need them done right. And we're trusting them with this money, and you just can't trust TransLink with that.
好，刚刚这个这贝特曼先生特别再补充一下说，无论是这个捷运线，或者是你可以看到现在也有很多人上公车也是不付钱的、哦、所以去年最新的这个统计呢，其实有至少300万次是未付钱的这个人次哦。他说这真的是一个很大的这个问题，同时不只是智能卡有严重失误延宕的这个状况，其实长青线的这个工程也是出现了延误的情况。
啱啱咧，我哋就听晒咁多位现场观众嘅提问啦。阵间咧，我哋会听下几位嘉宾嘅总结发言。